let's say you're married, God forbid.
Okay. Yikes, but okay.
All right. Let's say you're married and your husband, God forbid, is dying.
Okay.
And on his deathbed, he makes you promise in front of your kids that you're never going to date again.
That's selfish, but okay.
I can see me doing that.
All right. It's
because you don't want to share. promise me you're never going to. Okay. And then I can die.
Right.
Would you not date again?
Or would
screw it?
I would make that promise to my dying spouse because that's what they want in the moment. And they want to be able, you know, listen. You know me, I always like a good fight. I think the moment your spouse is dying is probably not the best time to start a fight. Even I know. Whatever they say, yes. Sell the house, yes. Don't ever date again, yes. You know, to make sure the kids all go to college, sure. Like whatever, our kids are not going anywhere. But I'm just saying, like, whatever they say in that moment, you say yes. And then as soon as they're dead, you do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, so a guy did this to his wife with his kids standing around the bed on his deathbed. He grabbed her hand and said, promise me you'll never date anybody else and I'll be the only one. And she said yes, and then he died. So now she doesn't know what to do because she had the kids there. The kids saw it. How is she going to date ever again and the kids know about it?
Because it's not their kids' business. Because you say to the kids, listen, daddy was dying. That's what he needed to hear. But I'm alive. Just I'm going to live my wish. Life. I'm going to get laid. Sorry.
Dying Mom. Wish.
Yeah, not my problem. That's a stupid. That's a selfish. It's a selfish dying wish. If your dying wish is something that if you were not dying would get us into a huge fight, that doesn't get to be your dying. I don't have
Why
to
would you
adhere
think
to
that
your...
would be a fight. I'm just asking for a favor right before I die.
Because the favor is incredibly selfish and it says that I am not allowed to have a life unless you're in it. Like I have to hold a candle to my dead husband
I'm
who is no longer here.
On my last breath and you're fighting me on this.
No, that's my point. You don't fight them. You tell them, you say yes. You mm-hmm. tell them whatever they want to hear. And then you, as soon as they die, you go do whatever the hell you want.
Wow.
I would never adhere to that. No. And I would say to the kids, you know what? Sometimes you just got to tell people what they need to hear.
As soon as dad dies, you would
even
say.
Because what your father asked for was completely unfair and it was selfish
mm-hmm.
and it was a dumb thing to ask for. And it was about his insecurity. It wasn't about me. It wasn't about my happiness. Because if I was dying, I would say to my boyfriend, promise me you'll go find somebody else. I don't want you to live the rest of your life and never have sex and be alone forever. Like go find some. I want you to be happy.
But no, not guys. We want you never to get laid ever again.
But you're dead. What do you care?
But I'm not dead. I'm in heaven. I'm watching you. And my kids know.
No, I promised you that while we were married, I would not cheat on you.
Do us part and you died. So done.
Death. Exactly. Death do us part. We have parted. I no longer am tied
I'm
to anything.
That in my will.
Sorry, death do us part. We're parting.
I'm putting
later.
That in my will. You cannot have a dime if you date ever again.
Listen, I think it's cruel to tell your dying partner a lie. I mean, I'm sorry, that you're not going to date. Mm-hmm. I think you should lie to them is my point. I think it's cruel not to lie. The person is dying. They want to feel like they're leaving the world in a certain state that makes them feel good. It makes them happy. It makes them feel like dying is okay. I think that's very different than a very realistic life. I mean, you didn't say how old she was. You know, if she's 36, what's she supposed to do? Go the rest of her life and never have sex and never have a boyfriend? No.
I can so see you fighting with the guy on the deathbed. Do you want me to lie to you or no? As soon as you die, I'm dating. Hold on. I'm on Tinder right now. I'm getting ready to hit enter. I've set up a whole new profile. Beep. Enter.
Listen, I wouldn't do it that soon. I mean, I would take some time to grieve. You
bring a
but...
date to the funeral.
No, I mean, I would want my significant other to be happy. And if they want to pine away from me for the rest of their lives, that's their prerogative. But I don't think that would make them happy. I wouldn't want that for my spouse. No, of course not.
Exactly what I expected you to say. Congratulations.
Well, what about you? I mean, if you were dying, would you say that to your wife? Would you and your wife even have that conversation, first of all?
No, but if somebody asked me that under deathbed, I think it would be very hard for me to go out and date again.
Okay, so if your wife was dying and said to you on her deathbed, I don't want you to be with anybody else once I'm gone.
No, I would bring a date to the funeral. That's...
Okay, so you're a whore then too.
Yeah, but I'm saying my kids would never look at me again, and that's the bad thing, is I still have to be around the kids.
No, but I think the lesson to the kids is that you have to, your happiness is important, and that your mother or father in this situation was being incredibly selfish. And that I hope one day, if this is your situation, no, I'm serious. It's a good teaching opportunity. It's a good lesson to a kid. I mean, the idea that somebody possesses somebody else's body is so pathetic. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that at all. You know?
Well, see, and if you're religious, I never understood that either. Because let's say if you're religious, there's a heaven. So you go to heaven when you die, and then when your wife dies, she meets you in heaven also, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. But what if she gets married again? So now he's up there too, and it's like...
Oh, like you're going to be in heaven and not meet anybody? You're going to be in heaven waiting
for... You can't hook up in heaven. You got to wait.
It's heaven. There's dead models up there. I mean, it's heaven. There's a reason why... No, excuse me. If I would say, I would have replied, if my husband said to me, you know, I don't want you to ever be with anybody again, I would say, okay, well, then you can't be with anybody in heaven.
Well, no, because I'm going to be waiting on you, and I don't want you to bring somebody with you. Because that's going to be awkward. I'm going to say, dude, I've been here for 10 years, and now you come up here and you bring John.
Okay, you're going to be in heaven for 10 years waiting for me and not hook up in heaven. I don't believe that.
Yes. Because no. I'm a good guy. I'm waiting on you.
I don't think that's how it happens.
And then I'm going to be so mad because I told you not to hook up, and then you had to hook up with John.
Till death do us part. We are parted. Sorry. We have parted.
To take that out of my vows.
We're not still we're not still married just because we're in heaven. If you die, that's it. The contract is over. You've got to remarry me in heaven.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, well, exactly. So that, in that case, I'm bringing John.
And Fred and Frank and Louie.
And anyone else that I decided that I wanted to sleep with now that I'm finally free
of you. Up here the whole
and your
time.
Misogyny.
The
yeah.
whole time I've been waiting up here. Now my kids aren't going to talk to you and they're going to feel bad for me.
Sorry, we're not married anymore. Till death do us part, we've parted.